Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio, and here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Isn't that nice? We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't? And we don't care. What? I don't want to make my bed. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Twix bar. Wow! Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Apparently, everybody's favorite who listens to the show. I don't know why, unless people just like enjoying sharing the misery. Spiritual observations that prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, because...
What? We've got here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, that's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? You know, that's what everybody's asking as soon as they walk into the building. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking life's questions. The big question this week is your favorite Bible verse. You call 866-577-2473 to let us know. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Sir! I'm going to have to ask you to exit the donut.
Yeah, that's what I said. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. That thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues. Riveting interviews. Fascinating callers. Not on this show, man. No way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, you know there's tons of fun for everyone.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you own rental properties in California or out of state? Have you been thinking about getting into real estate investing but don't know where to start? Hi, this is JK. My investment club, Lady Landlords of San Diego, and now of Orange County, is the place for you. First, don't let the name fool you. Lady Landlords is a group for both gentlemen and ladies who want to get information on current real estate trends, attend educational workshops, and find the best investment opportunities. Our mission is to assist our members in achieving their real estate investment goals. Call me at 619-550-7011 for more information. Call now for details on special discounts like free entry into our next monthly meeting, 10% off the next buying tour, plus throw your name into the drawing for a free annual membership. Call 619-550-7011. That's 619-550-7011, or go to ladylandlords.com for more information.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
When you look into the child's eyes, you can see something is missing: hope and happiness. But today, you can change that child's life by becoming a rescue partner with World Orphans. There's nothing like the feeling you get when giving.
Being a rescue partner has been a huge blessing in my life. I was able to see firsthand the ministry World Orphans does, and they truly are a voice to the voiceless. Not only do they rescue as many children as possible from terrible circumstances, they show Christ's love and then they teach them about Jesus. The Hearts Behind World Orphans is so big, and I really look forward to supporting them for a long time.
Be a difference maker in your world today and give to World Orphans. Your gift means food, education, healthcare, and love for a child who has no other hope than you. Give today. Call 888-ORPHANS or give safely and securely online at kprz.com.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you up ahead of time real quickly. Number one, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Two, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And three, follow us at Twitter at Spoon Experience because my handle. There we go. This segment brought to you by iBuyTerm.com and our good friend Tarek, who is, I know that commercial I think is running by now. I hope it is. The one where he talks about the guy that calls him in the parking lot at CVS. That's just a funny thing to me. I think I'm going to get term life insurance. I really don't want to do it because it's really complex. How do I do this where it's really easy? I know. My wife's going to go buy five or six things at CVS. And while she's buying five or six things at CVS, I'm going to call 619-344-2727. What? It's Tarek. He's answered the phone. What? You can help me do this in 10 minutes? What? I can get term life insurance by the time she comes back with Twizzlers? Okay. I love it. iBuyTerm.com, 619-344-2727, something that I do feel very personal about because it was a big impact on my life when my dad passed away when I was younger. And the truth is, the Lord knows when you're going, but you don't, so you might as well be prepared. That's kind of our take on that, okay? Okay, all right? All right. It's all right. Okay, so we're going to have an interesting day today, and I just want to say right off the bat, Terminator Todd is at the board today. Terminator Todd, are you able to plug in and say hello to the people? Is that something that you can do? Are you allowed to do that? Do they allow that anymore or not? Can you say hello?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
You mean my nodding wasn't coming through?
No, I can't see your nodding because, see, there's a reflection off of the glass, off of that. So I see me reflecting in you, reflecting in me, and it makes a kind of a morphed person.
I thought the listeners could get my vibe of nodding.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it.
Can't get that technology yet through radio?
No, not yet. But you know what is amazing? At KPRZ.com, pretty soon, if you get the new straw that we've created, you can drink soup right from the website just by putting the straw on the screen. Kind of cool, huh?
What's the soup du jour?
The soup du jour is yesterday's Campbell. That's what we call that. A couple things I want to talk to you about. Now, we've got a bunch of material to cover today. We're going to be talking about Mark Burnett and Roman Downey, the film Son of God, and we're talking about the controversy. How could there be a controversy before they released the movie? Well, Roma and Mark decided to pull out certain references that have to do with Satan. We're going to discuss whether or not we think that that's okie-dokie or that's not okie-dokie. We got to cover history. We got to cover our Facebook posts. There's a couple of sayings that people sent me that are really some nifty stuff. I really like it, and I like where we're going with it. But one of the things that I want to do, if you don't mind, is I want to start off a little spiritual, if that's all right with you, okay? Just a little spiritual. Is it all right if I start off a little spiritual? It's not bad. Okay, here we go. This is out of 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 28. So, Terminator Todd, I need you to write that address down. 2 Samuel 19, 28. And here's what I want to tell you about. This is something I was reading this morning. This is a devotional diamond of the day, and it impacted me, and I hope it has some small impact on you as well. I think it'll be a blessing. Here's what it says. By the way, that's 2 Samuel 19, 28. 19, 28. For all my father's household was nothing but dead men before my lord the king, yet you sent your servant among those who ate at your own table. What right do I have yet that I should complain any more to the king? This is Mephibosheth. And he's sitting before the king when King David's coming back, and he comes before David and he bows before him and he says, hey, my household and me, we were nothing. We were sinners. We were lost. And you, a gracious king, have allowed us to eat at your table because of your love and your mercy. You've graciously granted us your grace. And then he says this, and this is the whole point of the whole DDD. What right do I have yet that I should complain any more to the king? You want to talk about a powerful start to a show? Let's talk about this. The fact that God saved you and I through the work of Jesus Christ, that he brought us to his table, so to speak, and allows us to fellowship with him, and he loves on us, and we love on him, and we fellowship together. And then Mephibosheth says the exact thing that needs to be said. What right do we have to complain? What right do you and I have to complain? You know what we do? We say, thank you, Lord, for saving us. We say, oh, we enjoy your fellowship and answers to prayers. How awesome that is. And then we go through a circumstance that we don't like, and we whine like little babies. In fact, some of us should have cheese factories, we whine so much. I mean, we do so much whining, it's unbelievable. So the bottom line there is we don't really have this right to complain. Yeah, it's exactly right. You can't be whining like this. What the Lord wants from us is an appreciation for what he's done. This is called Mephibosheth Part 2, and here's what we're going to close it with. We're sinners before the Lord. He saved us. He lets us eat with us. We have no right to complain. So you know what? Let's not do it. Got it? Great. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, oh, we got some stories that are going to make you shiver all over.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by a 747 jet plane? B, by a travel agency? Or C, go on an E3 expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping that you picked E3 Expeditions. E3 Expeditions has opened the way for thousands of people just like you to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Expeditions helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing mission expeditions. From Africa to Asia, people just like you are changing the world on a 10-day E3 Expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ Quest, E3 Expeditions, and you. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing mission expedition, go to e3expeditions.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change the world. Choose E3 Expeditions. The only thing missing is you. e3expeditions.org.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hi, I'm Julie Hayden, Dean of Behavioral Sciences at Southern California Seminary, with great news. Southern California Seminary is participating in KPRZ's half-price tuition. This means that if you are a new student, your tuition is half price. There are a limited number of KPRZ half-price tuitions available, so call today. We offer a Master of Arts in Marriage and Family Therapy and a Doctorate of Psychology. Our staff includes experienced clinicians with doctorate degrees, and our graduates are working throughout California, other states, and other countries. If you feel called to be a counselor, call us today at 888-389-7244. Our graduates are placed in locations people go to find help with life struggles. We are committed to help you become an effective counselor to individuals and families. Call us today at 888-389-7244, 888-389-7244, or visit us online at socalsem.edu.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a look at the weather, folks. It's not bad. Not bad. Yeah, it's weather. You know what I'm saying? It's not feeling like, that's pretty nice. What do you think? It was a little chilly this morning, wasn't it? I was cold this morning. I'm wearing like a long sleeve. I never wear long sleeves. Hey, that tells you what's going on. This segment brought to you, by the way, by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who have over 20 years of experience. By the way, when they do work, new roof construction, old roof replacements or repairs, it doesn't matter. Whatever they're doing it as unto the Lord. So when they do the work, they believe they're doing ministry work. We have a great relationship, and I really enjoy their participation in the show because we come on, we do interviews and so on. What they're offering the rest of this month, $700 off any re-roofing if you can say one of these three words: David, Spoon, or Experience. So it's $700 off right there. That's it. And so, like I said, for those that don't think that your name can have any value, you're wrong. It's worth $700 if you're doing re-roofing. You go to excaliberroofing.com. That's where you go, and they have cool pictures, new stuff out there all the time. Gives you a great feel for what they're doing and how they operate. Their number, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Okay. Well, Terminator Todd is going to be running the show. How are you doing today?
I'm always good.
You're always good? Even if always. if you have a cold, are you good?
Well, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So you know what? When I have a cold, I'm a little bit better than perfect.
Okay.
Well, not good.
But. Wow, that's just weird. But okay, so here we go. I came across this story, and for those that don't know, I don't know if you have a credit card or not, but listen to this, folks, if you got one. This is something that they just discovered. Remember, they just did a law where they changed the credit card law on how they can approach calculating what you owe. Well, if you own a credit card, you're going to want to hear this. when you signed up and said yes, and they said, sure, we won't take your first male-born child, when they said that to you, they only told a half-truth. Because Capital One, if you have a Capital One card, you want to listen to this. This is in your agreement with the credit card company. Ready? Ooh, this is not good. Capital One in the contract says this. We can contact you by mail, telephone, email, fax, or recorded message, text message, or personal visit. Did you get that? Number two, we can contact you using auto dialing or similar devices. We can contact you at your home or your place of employment. We can contact you on your mobile phone. Listen to this. We can contact you anytime, including weekends and holidays, and we can contact you with any level of frequency. What? We can leave pre-recorded messages and other messages on your answering machine. And if we identify ourselves and your relationship with us, you know, we can contact you and others who you have had contact to or connected us to. So here's what they're telling you. You borrow our money. You borrow our money. You don't pay. You don't pay the juice. You know what we're going to do to you? We're going to come to your house. We're going to come to your neighbor's house. We're going to come to your work. And we're going to do that, Vinny.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Ain't we going to do that?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Now, here's the problem with this, folks. Okay. Now, I'm telling you this because if you have a Capital One card, you agreed to this. I agreed to this. We're the people who are saying yes to this. Did you get that first thing? We can contact you by mail, by email, by fax, recorded message, text message, or personal visit. Knock, knock. It's your friends from Capital One. You haven't paid your bill in a timely manner. Is this your dog? You know, it's like, what? How is that fixing the problem with the credit card companies?
You do that a little too good. Do you have a second job collecting for them?
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. Anyway, the point is, the idea that they were supposed to change, and this is what they were supposed to do. The law was supposed to change how they approached you, and if you didn't make a payment, they couldn't take you from 10-12% to 32% because you missed one payment. Yeah, but they left in all these other things and added all these other things that they can do. What is the difference between this and any other ridiculously pathetic collection agency who sits there and tries to belittle people because they have financial struggles? To me, this is the kind of thing that everybody should have been made aware of beforehand. I think they should require you to sign off saying, I understand I can get a personal visit. Because that's not cool.
How fine do you think the print is on that contract that states that?
0.001. I am more than sure. Okay, what is our break time? Well, how long do we have? Because I forgot to look at IM or anything. What does it say how long we have? We
got like 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes. I want to read this this little piece to you, and it's kind of a nice piece. And so this is one of those serious spiritual moments. We just talked about the credit card thing. Got that. But and I wanted you to be aware of it because I care as a consumer. You know, who goes through the same process you go through. But somebody sent me an email today. It was one of the people that work with us. Actually, it was Judy Bowen who sent me a beautiful email. It's a great old poem, and I want to read it, and I'm going to read this. It's kind of one of those sober, ooh, you know, good one kind of thing. So I want you to listen to what it says. I hope you get encouraged by it because it's called I Refuse to Be Discouraged. That's the name of the poem. I Refuse to Be Discouraged. And here's how it goes. I refuse to be discouraged, to be sad or to cry. I refuse to be downhearted, and here's the reason why. I have a God who's mighty, who's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I am on his team. He is all-wise and powerful. Jesus is his name. Everything is changeable. My God remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. He is my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me, to bring my head down low, I call upon my mighty God. Into his arms I go. When circumstances threaten to rob me from my peace, He draws me close to his breast with all my and all my striving ceases will cease. And when my heart melts within me, well, I'm not doing a good job reading this, so you have to forgive me. When my heart melts within me and weakness takes control, he gathers me into his arms and soothes my heart and soul. The great I am is with me. My life is in his hand. The Son of God is my hope. It's in his strength I stand. I refuse to be defeated. My eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me as through this life I trod. I'm looking past all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm resting in his love. I give thanks to God in everything. My eyes are on his face. The battle is his. Victory's mine. He'll help me win the race. Wow, isn't that great? That's beautiful, huh? That's really good. It's called I Refuse to Be Discouraged. It was written by B.J. George. It's a wonderful portion, a wonderful poem. And to that, we say a hearty amen and awesome and cool. Okay, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back. And then I've got DDD, and I've got some news and some other things, plus history. Don't forget that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699. Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. When I was younger, so much younger than
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, Terminator Todd, that was perfect. That's exactly what I was talking about. I did a perfect job on that. See? Perfect. Great job. All right, folks, this segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and our good friend Jonathan Doering. And let's get something straight. This is something they're working on. This week they've got the stewardship academies going all over the place. And so any information on the stewardship academies, any info you want to get, man, you want to get onto kprz.com and get that info right away. I think, today is Wednesday, right? So then they got some, I think they're still happening, I think Thursday. I got to check. And then they've got their new project, the Project 2100, which is totally awesome about keeping your church going. Listen to this. 100 years from now. Now, let's say the Lord tarries. Let's say he doesn't come back. Okay? Let's say it's 100 years. You're like, well, it can never be 100 years. That's what they said 100 years ago. So let's say it's 100 years before he comes back. So you want your church to be in place. You want the finances to be in place. The people that are preaching and teaching and directing your church right now will not probably be there in 100 years unless they started when they were in the womb, which is like, maybe not. So the whole idea of Project 2100 is for the stewards of God, the stewardship of God, to be encouraged in their stewardship. And that's what Thrivent Financial is all about. Most of the things they do, it doesn't cost any of it. All of their education is good material. They're trying to help the stewards of God be better stewards of God. If you're a church and you're looking for endowments, you're looking to how to coordinate for your pastor's retirement, you're looking to how to teach, prepare people for college funding, the whole process for the church, church growth plans, the whole element, these people have been doing it, listen to this, $163 million they gave away in 2013 for nonprofit. Now, I didn't say that's how much money they made. They did billions in transactions. $163 million. What? 858-455-5227. You want to call and talk to Ruth. 858-455-5227. And if you're a pastor or somebody at church and you're like, I just want to talk to you guys. I just want to see what's going on. I just want to get a feel for what this is. Call them. It's no cost to do it. They'll be glad to meet you at the church, at a coffee shop. They'll probably even buy you a cup of coffee just to tell you what's going on. 858-455-5227. Thrivent Financial, that's who you want to talk to. Okay. All right, so Terminator Todd's filling in today, doing a great job. How you feeling? I know you're feeling great.
Always good.
You know, folks, when I said to him, how you feeling? And he said, he's always good. And I said, even when you have a cold? And he said, I'm more than perfect. This is how you know people that work here are loonies. Okay, right there. That's the proof right there. If you need more proof, I can't help you. All right, so switching into the DDD mode, we're going to do a devotional diamond of the day, and this is going to be one that probably takes us a little bit, can be a few extra minutes, so this has a title. So the title of this DDD, devotional diamond of the day, the title is, ready, title, Turning Good into Goo. That's right, I make these titles up. Hey, it takes a while. Turning good into goo. And I spell goo any way you want to spell it. G-O-O. Goo. I don't know. This is 2 Samuel chapter 19. So put 2 and then Samuel 19, 2 verses 2 through 3. This is what it is. And I want to talk to you about this because this applies to you and to me and to everybody that's hearing my voice. We do this. And maybe we got to do this. We got to undo this. Ready? Here it goes. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 2 through 3. And this is what it says. Ready? Here we go. The victory that day was turned to mourning, as in mourning, for all the people. For the people heard it said that day, the king is grieved for his son. So the people went by stealth into the city that day as people who are humiliated steal away when they flee in battle. Now listen to what I'm saying. It's like, that's a lot of words, Dave. I don't know what you said. Let me get it. Let me help you out. The victory that day was turned to mourning for all the people. For the people heard it said that day, the king is grieved for his son. So the people went by stealth into the city that day, as people who are humiliated steal away when they flee in battle. Let me explain to you what was going on. Remember, David had done something with Bathsheba he wasn't supposed to do, created some problems. And the Lord said, this is going to come back to you. And this is what happens, and people don't like to talk about it, but this is the reality in the kingdom of God. Sin has consequences. Now look, sin is pleasurable for a season. Don't tell me that's what Scripture says. But it has consequences. So after David had his fling with Bathsheba, the Lord kind of brought some judgment on him. It wasn't just the death of the child that took place, but David's very own blood over the next 7 years rose up against him and tried to take his kingdom from him. At the height of this, Absalom, who was David's son, was really into himself, okay? Like a kind of a self guy, not a God guy. And Absalom tried to get David and kill David, and so Absalom's forces fought against David's forces. And the Bible teaches us that David's forces won the battle. In fact, they battled in a forest, and the Bible says that more trees killed the people than soldiers. So what we get from that is that the Lord gave the people a victory to bring an end to the division in the kingdom and to bring it to settle everything down, and it was a victory that was granted by God. Now, it came at a great cost, and there was a lot of turmoil, and there's a lot of trouble, but here's what I want you to catch. The opening verse that we're talking about says that victory, they had a victory. They won. Oh, it went great. But it was turned into a disaster. The good was turned into goo because King David was self-centered in the situation. Uh-oh. Here's where the devotional diamond of the day comes to play. When you're in a situation, you might be with a group of people. Let's say you're at a family Thanksgiving. Let's just use that. And let's say somebody comes out and they have a beautiful Thanksgiving bird and everybody's eating it and everybody's happy. And for once in like a bazillion years in your family, nobody's fighting for like a moment or something. But then all of a sudden, one of the family members feels sorry for themselves and makes a nasty comment or a bad comment, and it changes the entire mood in the house. And it goes from festive Thanksgiving to why do we do this every year? And I don't know if you've ever experienced that or not in family or with friends or in a situation, but the people were all excited because they had a great victory, and King David, being self-centered in the situation, was so sad for Absalom, he didn't even notice that the Lord gave him a victory, and he brought goo into the good. And then the people, listen to what it says, the people, they came into the city by stealth as though they should have been ashamed, even though they were the winners. Because they heard the king was upset. Oh, the king's upset. Oh, and so they are all sitting there, and they're all like humiliated. And here's what I want to talk about. This is the whole point of this. Our personal feelings in a situation or a circumstance can deflate the common good or the enjoyment that's going on. When we are self-centered, okay, when we are focused on self, we don't see the picture of other people. And we see our hurt and our pain or our loss. And that's unfortunate because that's turning the good into goo because we're so focused on ourselves. People, don't focus on yourself alone. It's not that you can't focus on yourself in certain things. Don't fixate just on how you feel, just on how you see it, just on how it is to you. There are others. There are other people in your life, in your universe. And because you're feeling bluesy, not just bluesy, but maybe it didn't go away you wanted it to go, you can be so self-centered as to deflate all the goodness that's going around you. And this is the story of turning good into goo. Don't do it. Don't be so self-contained and so self-centered that the universe revolves just around you. Sometimes if you're a little wounded in the process, but there's a greater good that comes across, that's a good thing. And you can rejoice in that. And you can rejoice in other people being blessed. Here's the hardest statement of all. It's not all about you. I know. You wish it was. It's not all about you. I know. You think it should be. It's not all about you. First of all, it's all about Jesus. Second, it should be about the people that God brings into the universe. And third, if we can learn the difference between selfish and selfless, we would be stellar in the eyes of the Lord. Let's stop turning good into goo. Let's do it right. Let's live it right. Let's walk it right. Let's be right. And let's honor the Lord in what we say and do. How about that? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got more fun for everyone, a story that we can't figure out. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial.
Nice!
Are you hurting, anxious, depressed, angry, or stuck in a rut? Are you experiencing troubled relationships, overwhelming stress, or other life problems? Then I recommend my friends at Family Focus Christian Counseling. One of their professional Christian counselors will help you meet life's challenges through God's Word and sound psychological principles. They serve children, teens, adults throughout the life cycle, and couples and families too. For 15 years, Family Focus Christian Counseling has helped thousands of marriages heal. Whether you're newlyweds struggling to make a life together, longtime marrieds trying to recapture the joy and love, or somewhere in between, there is hope for your relationship. Family Focus Christian Counseling is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry offering affordable fees on a sliding scale. Their mission is to serve God by serving others. Start moving toward healing and hope. Go to familyfocuscounseling.org. Familyfocuscounseling.org. Move forward today.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's do a quick check of the traffic. Here we go. There's a red truck. Oh, look, there's a red car. And a semi that looks like a school bus. I wouldn't get behind them. And, yeah, that's good. Cool. Okay, so we got the traffic rolling. How's the weather? We do have weather, right? It's not like the east, so we do have weather. That part's really good. I want to tell you up ahead of time, by the way, for those that are like, well, Dave, what's with your voice? It sounds kind of, you got a frog. Well, I'm getting over a cold. I don't really have the cold part anymore, but I got the yuck part. See, that's why I asked you if you were feeling good, if you were perfect, and you're like, I'm more than perfect when I have a cold. I'm thinking, you're doing better than me, because for me, it's I'm a whiner. I'm a terrible patient. What can you do? Anyway, this segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery San Diego, and the deal with them, Tommy Hawthorne, going to be on the show, I think next week, Tommy's going to be on. And one of the big things that I want to tell you is what they do at Genesis Recovery San Diego is not just try and help people get sober. Okay, what they try to help people do is recover life parts that are lost. And so people that are enslaved by drugs and by alcohol, that's what they focus on. And so what I've been asking the audience is, if you're a person that prays, if you're a person that wants to sponsor, if you're a person that needs help, or if you know somebody that needs help, Genesis Recovery San Diego is the place to contact. Connected to the Rock Church. They're well-known in the community, and they're doing excellent work. And we're going to have somebody else on when we do the interview, so that's cool. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319 or GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Let me be one to encourage you to do that. You know, I was originally, like 3 minutes ago, I just told Terminator Todd I was going to do the story on the Son of God. I've just changed my mind.
Went down a rabbit trail.
That's right. You know, here's the problem with me. If I'm just not feeling it at the moment, I'm like, okay, not feeling that. So what I am feeling like is talking about my Facebook post. So I'm just going to do that real quickly. This is today's Facebook post. And so for recording purposes and writing purposes, this is Ephesians 3:18. For those of you that are familiar, tell me how awesome this portion is. Here's what it says, that we might have the power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. You want to know what Paul's praying right here? What the Spirit is trying to teach us? How wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love of Christ is. Well, there's an answer to that. What? Well, no, he doesn't just state it just to state it. There's an answer to that. How wide is the love of Christ? It's as far apart as the east is from the west, just like he separated you from your sins. That's how wide it is. How long is it? How long is it? It goes for eternity. How high is it? It connects heaven and earth. That's how high it is. How deep is it? It's deeper than any ocean depth or any core to any planet. Now, I want you to think of those images in your mind and then think of the love of Christ. Watch this. It's so far apart, like east is the east and the west. You know what there is? There's a north pole and there's a south pole, but there's no west pole or east pole. They never touch. That's how separated, and that's how wide. Is that wild? Just think about that. Number two, how long? It's eternal. It's eternal. It's eternal. Number three, how high? It connects heaven and earth. How high is that? It's pretty high. That's pretty high. That's a big ladder. Woo! That's a good one. And how deep? Deeper than you can fathom. Deeper than even to the core of the earth. And that, my friends, that is the love of Christ. And when people go, well, we can never get a hold of that. Okay, but the prayer is we might have the power together with all the saints to grasp how high and how long and how wide and how deep it is. We're supposed to grasp it. Now, we're not going to fully get it, but you can grasp it. You can put your hand on it. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he cares. That's how important you are to him. How important are you to God? You're worth the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how important you are. Whoa, that's pretty important. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, an old friend steps into the studio again. How cool is this? Don't go anywhere.